Hi, this is John DeLancey, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
You're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into geekdom is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Hello. And today we'll be covering, well, we'll be discussing what to do and not to do when streaming or recording a podcast for that matter.
Yes. So I'm probably going to change the title of the post. So it's probably not going to be what it is currently, but I needed a placeholder for this episode of Altered Geek. And the title I did was Streaming Copyrighted Material, period, period, period. No, 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 exclamation point, exclamation point. It's probably going to change. But as podcasters, we've learned over our time, like, not to put in 2 hours of audio into a podcast that isn't your audio, like, you know, bonus DVD bonus feature, you know, material stuff. And if you're going to review something as a YouTube channel, you should have yourself in the largest part of the screen and the material, if you're going to show it, in the smallest part of the screen, because you can then say, hey, I'm reviewing this.
But it's a commentary.
Yeah, it's a commentary, it's a this, it's a that, it's a whatever. And I don't understand these Twitch, like, I'm not a Twitch person.
Me neither.
I don't have anything against it. I'm just not on that. I can count on one hand the two people, maybe three, that I have gone on Twitch to see. TV's Mr. Neil when he's done some stuff, and Mike Laidman when he's done some stuff, maybe Sully from used to work at Funko, Chris Sully, maybe I would go on and see his stream. But most of the time they were, you know, like with the case of Mike and Neil, they're doing gaming commentary, or they're, you know what I mean, they're not just streaming a show to show their audience. And I'm like, seriously? So I'm going to read this just to get the information out. This is from Kotaku. Pokimane, I assume, is the name.
Yeah.
Okay. She receives first Twitch ban, but it's only temporary. One of Twitch's biggest and most popular streamers with over 8.5 million followers was banned from the platform Saturday night while streaming the cartoon Avatar: The Last Airbender. Let me stop. Is this show not streaming anywhere from Nickelodeon or from whoever owns it? Is it not on DVD?
It's on a streaming service, but I think that if it's dubbed, they have a very, very, and I could be wrong, of who does it, but a lot of the dubs, they have a very strict policy.
Okay. The ban is temporary, according to her, but is a sign that Twitch's growing TV meta, quote unquote, is probably going to cause further problems for big and small streamers. Again, I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't even be talking about this because I don't understand everything about Twitch. I thought it was the next thing for gamers, for gaming.
It's essentially turned into the next YouTube because people can stream, but they also just kind of talk. Like, there's variety streamers. There's people that do just podcasts or top conversations, or people that do let's plays. There's people that, you know, they can stream really anything under the sun, and it's owned by Amazon. Avatar is by Nickelodeon.
Now,
so the pickle here is Amazon has a very, like, in Twitch has a very strict streaming policy, and I think it kind of ties in with Amazon Music and various other things. So So, like, for instance, Facebook, they recently came out and said if your podcast, like, if you're syndicating your podcast on their platform, they'll just deplatform you for not having, or for having copyrighted music in it.
Mm-hmm.
like they, there's no notice. They just deplatform you and there's no appeal. And so like some of these, like if you're going to do a commentary, tell them what episode you're watching, do a countdown and go from there. Yep. Like don't, you know, have a conversation with it, but don't actually stream it. That's part of the problem is, you know, you don't own the rights and, you know, that's a lesson we've all learned going through podcasting. But if you're going to go through all that, don't think that even with millions of viewers, you're going to get away with it.
Yeah, because again, if people really want it, like, I don't understand. Okay, so I'm looking further in this, stream featured live shot of her reacting in the corner of a full screen broadcast of episodes from the show. Okay, so when I first read this article, I messaged you and said if she had flipped it and made herself the full screen and the little corner thing, the show, I could kind of see it because, again, you're going on, you know, commentary kind of thing, but I don't know why you would. I don't understand. Originally, when you sent me this story, I thought it was she was just streaming it to stream it, not that she was commenting on anything on it, just like, hey guys, hang out with me and let's watch blah blah blah. You know, almost every streaming service, specifically Netflix, because I will say that because I know they have this, Netflix has hangouts or Netflix has watch parties or something where you, like, if you and I wanted to watch, I don't know, Transformers Prime before it leaves Netflix, I go on my Netflix, I send you a watch party thing link, and we could watch it together without streaming it live to the rest of the world. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm talking out my ass here, folks, but this is just ridiculous. I got nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there's definitely grounds that you can be busted and in trouble for it. So like, it's not worth taking the risk.
Yeah.
And I don't buy that she didn't realize what she was doing.
I know all of us don't. The amount of
copyright stuff getting flagged nowadays.
I know all of us don't read all of the terms of service stuff, but you would think, especially with how popular, like, literally, can GCRN have, you know, just a quarter of her 8.5 million followers? I'll take a quarter of that for our podcasts, just to have people notice us, kind of thing. But over the years, as we said earlier, less and less and less on clips. On Studio 2009, if we're reviewing a movie, I will put a trailer in there and I will cite fair use because I will say, hey, we're reviewing the thing. And most of the trailers I get are maybe 30 seconds to just over a minute 30. And it's not that whatever, you know, but, you know, look at our top 100 Transformers characters countdown. Most of the clips that are in that are like literally 15 to 20 second audio clips from characters kind of thing. And most shows, I don't even throw in stuff. Sometimes I do, most times I don't. But if I do, it's not, you know, whole episodes or that kind of thing. Or, you know, I've learned and, you know, we've gotten several things over the years saying, hey, don't do this or hey, don't do that or whatever. And we either stop doing it or we cut back on, you know, whatever. For me, it's more about the conversation with the person I'm podcasting with. Mm-hmm. It is not about putting in, like, yes, do I want to, for when Optimus Solo and I eventually review the Netflix She-Ra show on Powers of Grayscale series, yes, I'm going to grab small clips, but they are 30 seconds or less. And again, I will cite review because we're discussing a show. Mm-hmm. However, if Optimus Solo and I are doing a origins of toy collecting or whatever, I may throw a toy commercial in there, but most toy commercials are 30 seconds or less. I'll throw an intro and an outro. Like, if people listen to the last episode of Altered Geek and they listen to this episode of Altered Geek, most likely I am only throwing in the intro and outro that you own, that you are, you know, supposed to be able to use. I'm probably not going to put any clips in these shows. So it's just us talking. It's just us going back and forth about this. And I don't do video streaming. And I will say this again. I actually tried. So with the Google Pixel 6 Pro and the YouTube app that's on there and whatever, it was like, oh, would you like to stream your game to your YouTube channel? Like, oh, that's new. I've never been able to do that before. Sure, let's try it. So I open, let's say, Minion Rush, because I've been playing Minion Rush for years now on my phone, on whatever phone I've had. And let's stream it. So I figure, oh, it'll just be my audio, you know, me talking as I'm playing the game, and it'll stream the game. Now, I don't have the music turned on. I have the sound effects turned on this game, which it's just, you know, the minions yelling or screaming or bumping into something or whatever. I didn't realize that also there's a little window in the corner that shows my big head of hair and beard. I'm like, oh, hi, I guess I'm actually being streamed. You know, like, I don't know. So I don't do all this stuff. Like, I tried it. I thought it was kind of fun, kind of cool. I didn't even publish the video on YouTube. I actually deleted it before, you know, because they give you the option after you're done streaming. Would you like to save this? Would you like to publish it? Would you like, you know, whatever? And I just deleted it because it didn't, like, nobody showed up. Like, I wasn't expecting it. I was just trying it, something new that I hadn't done before kind of thing. But with people that have that much of a following, find a way to do content that doesn't get you in trouble. Even if it's just a temporary ban, still, you don't want to get in trouble.
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. We live in a world where you have to be careful, and that just seems like,
yeah,
something that they just blatantly didn't care. And I could be wrong, but with the amount of stuff that pops up in the news over copyright stuff, you would think,
yeah,
they would know. So I don't know. We've definitely learned our lesson over the years.
Oh yeah. So definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you guys think? Do you prefer when they show the video? Do you think that it's okay for them to get zapped for it? Do you think that it's something where, you know, it's should be kind of a fair use with commentary with showing it, even though they're basically giving away the whole show for free? Or do you think that they should just do the timer thing and then say, hey, we're going to watch this and have a commentary and then just do it?
Yeah. So let us know. I watch several streamers and I watch several. So here's the thing. I watch this YouTube account called Long Play Archive. And they just do long plays of, like, I'm in the middle of watching Metal Gear Solid from 1998. And the person who's doing it isn't just, he's not doing a commentary over it. He's just playing through the game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess that's okay on YouTube. I don't know. I know that another one I follow, The Rad Brad. Now, Brad actually does commentary over his games. He actually does talk with the audience and things like that, and he says various things. And I've watched a lot of his stuff, and I actually would love to interview him one of these days. Because when, like, the new Spider-Man games came out, I was like, ooh, I'd like to see that, even though I know I'll never be able to play it. Because, number one, I don't have a system to play on it, and number two, I just don't think I'm that good anymore. So, you know, I go and I watch these things, and so far, YouTube hasn't had them, you know, taken down or anything or whatever. So I don't know. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's all kinds of weirdness and whatever and different companies, whatever. So, yeah, what do you guys think about the streaming stuff? And what streamers do you watch? So let us know in the comments. Let us know on Twitter, at Altered Geek for the show, at Geekcast Radio for the network. I am at TFG and Mike. What is your Twitter, sir, or are your Twitters?
At SCP21 and at Steve Phillips VO. Without further ado, Get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.
Three words: stop, no, and don't.